there's a huge excitement, of course, leading up to this game. I can't wait, really. I mean, she's talking about it. There's a lot of pressure, of course, on the players and the manager and stuff, you know, because so much is at stake. I'm sure the whole county of Donegal and the whole of the country will be at a standstill later come kick-off, and just we hope there's more scenes that we've seen after the Hungary game. You know, I think it's important that we don't concede early, obviously being away from home tonight and all that kind of stuff, but we stay in the game, frustrate them. I know there's a lot of Irish fans out here, but they've not all got tickets and stuff, you know, so it's very much, you know, be totally focused on the early stages of the game, you know, sort of handle the atmosphere, handle the occasion, you know, handle all the stuff that everyone in the whole country is going to be watching you there. Try and forget about all that and you know, focus on your jobs and your roles and responsibilities, what you need to do to get a result. And I think the lads will probably go into the game. And I would like to see them play in the front foot and cause this Czechia team some problems, you know, as well, not just go here tonight and try and defend and make you know, I think there's a momentum, as you said before, at the very start, there's a momentum with this team, and there's a belief now within the team that we can. We've scored up two against Portugal. We scored three goals against Hungary. So I hope that we do go in the front foot and throw a few punches ourselves and have that, give them something to worry about as well.
Your fellow countryman Seamus Coleman is going to have a role to play. Yeah. He hasn't been playing for his club, but I don't think he would make himself available for selection if he didn't know that he can go in and perform in a way that's going to be advantageous to the team. We can trust him in that regard, I think.
Yeah, but I don't think even before the last two games I mentioned, he was playing much for Everton either. You know, and he played unbelievable in them two games. And I think what Seamus brings you as much as anything is his leadership qualities, both on the pitch and off the pitch. And you know, at night in Dublin, even Portugal, you know, and Ronaldo got sent off and things like that. And different, you know, there's different ways of sort of leading on the pitch and off the pitch as well. I think whatever, you know, Seamus will be a huge part of what happens in that dressing room even before they step foot on the pitch tonight. You know, if he's going to start or if he's going to be on the bench or whatever, I'd be surprised if he doesn't start, to be honest, because of what he brings to the team. And you know, if he has to be taken off after an hour or something, if he's blown or whatever, then so be it. But I think if we can get him on from the start, I think that will be, you know, just to have that sort of calmness, you know, that Seamus brings on the pitch as well. But I think his message as well, I'm sure he'll be the voice in that dressing room. I know the manager will say his bit, but from a player's point of view, I'm sure, you know, whatever Seamus says as well before the game will be ringing in the players' ears once they cross that white line as well. And, you know, what it means to, he spoke very well in the press conference just today as well, Seamus, about what it means to the country and, you know, their opportunity to inspire the next generation, all that kind of stuff. It's, you know, you wish you could put the gloves back on yourself tonight, you know, and just go out there and play, because it's, look, the players know what they brought to the country with, you know, the scenes after the last two games and what everyone, I'm sure their phones sort of blew up after the games and, you know, what playing for Ireland means. I think they've had a few barren years, haven't they? Let's be honest, Greg, and a lot of negativity around them. And it feels after the last two games, there's so much, I don't know, goodwill and positivity and I suppose love for the players and for the team collectively. And hopefully they can ride on that crest of a wave for two more games.